Baruch Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Chamisha, the fifth Perek in the Rambam, Silchasi, Gerush and the Laws of Divorce, and Sefer Nashim, which the Rambam continues explaining the Pasuk, which is the source of the Halacha of Get, where in the previous Perek he spoke about the Chos of Law, Sefer Krisis, regarding the writing, as the Pasuk continues regarding the giving of the Get. And Halacha Alf, the Rambam opens up with qualifying this Halacha. Possession number Torah says, and this is what it says in the Torah, Benosan B'yada, that he puts it in her hand, that says in Devarim Chavdal, the Pasuk that we've been explaining. Says the Rambam, "Ein in hakasav el shegia get li la." What the pasuk means to say is that just that the get has to reach her, but it's not specifically in her hand, as the Rambam says. Vechad yada, whether it be her hand, a cheka, or her bosom, is one interpretation. Or according to Tesis, it actually means the part of the garment that's dragging on the ground and it's thrown on that. A chatera, or her courtier, a shalucha, or her agent. Sha'asa yada ki yada, that his hand is like her hand. It's all the same thing as the Gemara tells in Gittin. Had it said of yada yitneno, in her hand it should be given, it would have sounded like specific in her hand. And now that it says the word venasin first, sounds like whatever the giving is, and it doesn't have to be specifically her hand. So what does yada then tell us? It's qualifying, which means her domain, as we find the pasuk v'ikachas kol artsa miyadai, it means a person's domain. So why do you say yada? To teach us that just like her hand is right next to her and is protected, so too the area that it's being given into has to be protected with her consciousness, her thought, just like she protects her hand, as Rambam explained later in Halacha Yud Zayin. But it's not specifically in her hand. And says Rambam, echad chatzera kanuyula, whether it be a courtyard that she was acquired to her, she owns it, a chatzera muskeris, or a courtyard that she rent, a shulah, or that was lent to her, hakol rishusi, it's all considered her domain, umishigiyah get lirshus and eskarsha, and the moment it reaches her domain, she's divorced, it's not specifically in her hand. Now, Halacha Beis, the Rambam continues regarding throwing the get to the wife, the woman, the wife's domain. Halacha Beis. So if someone throws a get to his wife into her courtyard, which we just said before that works, so it depends. If she was standing over there on the side of a courtyard, then discussion, then she's divorced. If not, then she's not divorced until she stands on the side of a courtyard, because like we said, the courtyard has to be like her hand. Just like her hand, not only that it's protected by her, it's what's called mishtameris by her, but it's also near her, so to her courtyard has to be near her. And even though it has the other quality, that the courtyard is something that it's going to be protected inside of it, let's say it's locked, even so, so it's not going to work because she's not near it, but what the Rambam is addressing is that maybe you would think it's going to work because of agency, and I would say no, because divorce is something negative for her. You can't do something negative to a person, a liability, unless it's in front of the person. In other words, so don't think to say that it's going to work as shliches. From the moment you put it in their courtyard, it's like giving it to her agent, which her agent is like her. So Rambam explains that no, since it's liability, you cannot say you're appointing a shlich without her acquiescence, without her agreement, when she's not there, and therefore it's not going to work, again, for both reasons. One is she's not there, so it's not going to work mitam yad, which is v'nasal b'yada, and neither is it going to work as shliches, because it's in chavon l'adam eila b'fanam. Halacha gimel. Ha'isemedes b'rish ha'gag shalah. Let's say she was standing on the top of her roof, v'humel mata b'chatzeiroi, and his property is right neighboring her house, is his courtyard, and he's on the bottom there in his courtyard. V'zrok l'olamal, and he's throwing it upwards towards her, where she is on her roof. So kibin shagia la'aver mechitzas hamaka. So once it reaches to the airspace of the walls of the maka, which is that there's a wall has to surround the roof, which that's a protected area from the wind and the elements. So once it gets into the airspace of her walls on her roof, oy lepachas mashlesh tefachim, or at least it reaches within three tefachim from the roof, which that's always known as lavad, which is like it's connected to the ground, which is samach legag near the roof itself. Even if there is no maka, even though there's no walls over there, but it's within three tefachim, either one of those, nisgarsha, she's going to be divorced. Now, because then it's already like it's in there, but ubalvat sheyinuch. However, what is a requisite is that it has to ultimately land on the roof literally itself, and then retroactively we're going to say that she's divorced, meaning from the moment that it was within the mechitzas or that it was within three tefachim, that even if the husband died before it actually landed, or if like some of those mekadesh are in that in-between time from the reach to ear space, and until it landed, then she's divorced from the first one and she's engaged to the second one. But it has to ultimately land. Because as Rama says, but let's say it gets erased, or gets burnt before it actually reaches her. So even though it got erased, let's say it was raining, after it reached the airspace of the walls, or after that it was already within 3 tefachim from the roof, for example, let's say the wind blew, and it lifted up, and it got dissolved, or it got burned. So here, although it was already b'mokam ha'mishtamer, but since it wasn't going to be rest, to be landing, it's not a get. But in discussion, shenak mi divorce is what's known as aver she'in seif lenuach. This airspace, which is going against gravity, is not necessarily going to land. So it's not like landed until it actually lands. So although technically it does work from the moment it's within 3 tefachim, or from when it's in the airspace of the walls, but it has to ultimately land. And if it doesn't, it then it's like it never did. Now, however, says the Ram halacha doubt. Let's say Hayagag Shaloi. Let's say it's the other way around. The roof was his, and he's on top of his roof. And she's down in her courtyard below. And he's throwing her get up. Once the get is removed from the walls of the roof, which is his airspace, and it's within the walls of her area of the courtyard below, then this garsha, then she's already automatically divorced, even if it doesn't ultimately reach the ground and it doesn't land, because whenever you're throwing it with gravity, which is from top down, so that's what's called hoylich lenuach. So then it's considered like as if it landed even before it or never lands, and therefore, even if it doesn't make it, she's going to be divorced. The halacha, hey, zerokei l'rishusa l'toich ha'esh v'nisav. Let's say, and this is all on the same theme regarding if it's avisha seifa lenuach or not, if he's throwing the get to her domain, l'toicha esh, v'nistrev, into the fire, and it gets burnt. Meaning that initially, the trajectory was going to be burnt, and it was not going to land then because he was throwing it towards, let's say, where she has her fire pit. And that's called avashin seifu l'nuach. Or l'toicha mayim v'nimchak. Well, let's say he's throwing it into her property, and it's right over where she has a pool, and it falls into the water, and it gets dissolved. It never gets lost. So in the get, it's not going to be a get. Because here, from in its inception, since the fire or the pool or whatever it is was here before the get was thrown, that's considered avishin seifa lenuach, and never the airspace is not considered like it landed, and it actually never made it because it gets ruined before it's in her domain. Now, avil megil or shusa benach, but if let's say it reaches her domain and it lands, where it doesn't really mean, and some gersos don't even have the word benach, means once it gets into her airspace, it's like it landed, even if it doesn't literally land, because here only the achakach bo'esh osterfasu. Here the fire only came subsequently. It was going to land on a regular place, and then the fire comes along and burns it. Again, here Hari is a get. Here it's going to be a get because it was avishah sefer lenuach. So even if it didn't ultimately make it, the airspace itself, which was supposed to land, is like it landed, and therefore it's going to be as a get. Halacha vav. Zraka gabikana. Let's say he throws it again into her property, and it lands on top of a reed, a remach, or a spear, hanu'utzim b'shusa, which is stuck into her property. But the top of the spear is higher than the walls of her courtyard. So in the get, it's not a get. But until it lands in a place where it's going to be protected, and here it's not protected because the wind could blow it away, and it could go out of the wall space of the courtyard. Let's say two courtyards, one within the other one, and the inner one is hers, and the outer courtyard is his. Moreover, the walls of his property, the outer walls, are higher than the inner ones. So, once he throws it into the airspace of the outer walls, meaning to say, we're talking about where his walls surround the inner ones, and the outer walls are higher than the inner walls, and he's throwing it towards the inner chatzer, so although it doesn't reach, let's say, in height to the airspace of the inner courtyard of those walls, but once it's opposite that area, and it's within the airspace of the outer walls, in a way that the wind, lets it can't blow it away anymore. So in this kosher, then she's already divorced. Shapanimis, because the inner courtyard, because Echatzen Meshtabez, is protected with the walls of the outer courtyard, which is his. So therefore, once it's over her airspace, even though it's not in the walls itself, she's already be divorced. Mashenke Bekubis, which is not the case by boxes. As the Ram continues, Halacha Zayin Ketzad, what is that case? Shtei Kubei Zulu from the Mizu, you have two boxes, one within the other. Same as the courtyards, but here it's regarding boxes. The inner box is hers, and the outer box is his, and they're both in his property. Then he throws her get into her box. So here, even though it's in the airspace of the inner box, she's not divorced, until it lands, on the inner part of the box. And the reason for that is because the walls of vessels, let's say boxes, are not made to be protected in its airspace, because a box is meant only to put inside on the bottom. And that's actually different between the case of the previous halacha of the two courtyards to the halacha here of the two boxes. Now, but even so, says the Rambam, when do we say this? Only if this box is laying on its side, and doesn't have a bottom. So because of that, the husband's not so particular regarding the place that is taken up in his property, because it's not even fit to use in a regular utility. That's what I say, if it lands on, it doesn't have a bottom, on its side, which is now on its side, so it's on, that's like the bottom, that's when it's going to work. But if let's say the box has a bottom, then even lands on the bottom of the box, it literally lands inside of it, in the Magresh, it's not going to be divorced, because that's fit to have regular utility, and the husband particularly doesn't want anyone using his space in his house. And the reason is, because the vessels, the utensils of the woman in the husband's domain, in the kainal aget, will not acquire for a get, unless he's not particular about his place. But until we know otherwise, it's not going to work to be mekabel her get. Now, Allah Chesram continues regarding throwing the get to her in the domain of the husband, as we said in the previous halacha. Zark la gita, if he throws her get, the hibetech beise, and she's in his house, or in his courtyard, say in the magresh, not divorced, until the get reaches her hand, or to her own private utensils, she'ina bal makbar al makamir, as we said in the previous halacha, has to be those which the husband is not particular about. Kugoin, for example, tzleiches, her bottle, like kfifa, katana, or a small basket, or kismen, things like that, where if a husband's letting his wife into his property, it's with that intention that her small little items, her stuff that she's got, that is things that he's not particular about, and she can have those things, and if it lands in there, she's going to be divorced. V'chein, so to megila mita shala, she yeshebesala, let's say reaches her couch that she's sitting on, or bed, that, but in Talmud Tzemes, they would lay on beds like a couch. Now, and it was 10 tefachim high, then there is a migration. Then she's divorced, and the reason for that is, why specifically 10 tefachim high? Because something that's 10 tefachim high is considered a separate domain, as the Rambam says in the Chizkiri Shema. So here it's not anymore in the husband's domain, and moreover, the husband's not particular about, but the legs of the bed are in his property. That he's not particular about regarding the legs. And the bed itself is above 10 tefachim, not in his domain, so then it's going to work even in his property. Halacha tes. Let's say hishol habam makam bechatzir. But let's say he lends her space in his courtyard, so that now it's considered her own area. But v'leichdola. But he didn't designate exactly demarcating which area in his courtyard that's going to be hers, so that she could receive her get. Now v'zark la get. So he throws her the get. V'gila arba amish lo she yemetz ben. And it reaches with him the dalet amish that she's standing in. Then there is a magash, then she's going to be divorced. But if it went actually out of her dalet amos, she's not going to be divorced, because even in her own courtyard, she's not divorced until she's standing on the side. For sure, an area which is just lent to her in his courtyard, that she's not divorced until she's standing near it. Now, let's say in this galgal, let's say after it landed for a moment within her dalet amos, it then rolled away. And it lands on a beam, on a rock, which is at a distance from her. So, if the place where it fell on, wasn't an area of 4 amas square, and second of all, Vein Gavaya starts not Tetz Vachamai, and third of all, Vein Lashim Levaya does not have a separate secondary name to it, as like a distinct area. So if it doesn't have any one of these three criteria, and Hareza Lechalik Rosh Hashlasmet, so it doesn't cut off like as if it's its own area. Uki'ilu Huvi Hibi Makamechan, it's as if the get and the woman are in the same place. Oh, then she's going to be divorced. But v'im yesham echad mishleish devar meil, but has one of these three things, where is ten tefachim high, or has another name to it, this area, or it's 4 amas squared, chalak rishos lasma, then it's designating its own separate area, and therefore it's not secondary to the rest of the courtyard. And umakam echad yeshallah, he only lent her one place in this courtyard. Shnei mekam yeshallah, he didn't lend her two places, so v'im magresh, she's not going to be divorced, because this is considered a separate area, and she gila get liyad until the get actually then subsequently reaches her hand. Halacha Yud, the Rambam continues regarding throwing the get near the domain of the woman. Zark l'gita l'rishus, let's say he throws the get to her domain, but v'avir b'tech rishus, it passes through her domain, she'emedes, but which she's standing in, but v'navah chutz rishus actually lands, it goes through, and lands out of her domain. So av b'sh'av b'pachim sh'leishus samach la'aretz, even if it was going through her property, within 3 tefachim from the ground, which we say generally love it as if it touched the ground, in the migration, not divorced, at shinuch b'shus, until it actually lands in our domain, as we had said previously, that this is avash insef alunuach. It's airspace which is not ultimately going to land, as we see it didn't, it actually went through, so it's not like it landed, and even though it was within 3 tefachim, it should not be divorced until it actually lands in her domain. Halacha Yudal, he said, Mezes al Gaga was Drakila. Let's say she was standing on her roof and he threw it to her. But Venafel Bagaga Acha Samachal actually ended up landing. He was off, doesn't have a great shot, and landed on another roof right near it. If she could stretch her hand and take it from that other roof, her reason then she actually is divorced. And the reason is, although they're separate tenants on the upper roof, just like there's different tenants in the building beneath, so you would say that, as we find regarding the laws of Shabbos, that these are like two different properties, and therefore maybe she has no rights over here. But still, people are generally not particular about things like this because she's not even going on that person's property. She's standing on her own roof. She's just stretching out and getting from the other roof. So that person wouldn't be particular, and therefore that would be considered as it went to her and she'd be divorced. Halacha Yud Beis. Ha'isiyodo katofres. Let's say her hand was on an incline, which her fingertips were facing towards the ground. V'zarka get al yodo b'novel arts, and he threw the get on her hand, and it fell from the ground from her hand. So in Nafal Techa B'Amishallah, if it fell within her Dalad Amis, Vinach, and it landed on the ground, now we're talking about in the property, it's not hers, because it was her own property, of course she would be divorced, because even if it doesn't come into her hands, even if it's out of her Dalad Amis, she'd be divorced, so it's not her property. But if it falls within Dalad Amis of her, her is Magrashis, then she's divorced, because a person's Dalad Amis acquires for them in some other area, let's say that an area has no owners, that would be valid for it. Now, nafal techiyam techesh, let's say it falls into the sea or into the fire. In the magrashis, she's not divorced, because that's something that's inaccessible. V'hu shayisa medz l'gabimayim masamach l'esh. But this is only problematic if she had initially been standing there over the water or near the fire. Shemetchilas nefilas li'ibur hayayimid, where in the beginning, its fall was inevitable, that it was going to be over there, as we had previously said. Where in contrast, if it only came later, then we say that already in the Avra was already considered hers. But here, she never actually got it. And although it's within Dalai Lamas, but it landed in the fire or in the water and it got erased or whatever, got ruined beforehand. So therefore, the ear space was Avashayin Sebel Noach, and therefore it's going to be considered as if it never landed in our area, and it's not going to be valid as a get. Now, Halacha Yigimel, the Rambam continues regarding throwing a get in a domain that is not owned by either one of them. Let's say he throws it to her in the street, in the public domain, or an area that's not owned by either one of them. Now, if it's karv loy, if it's closer to him, which Ram is going to explain in the next halacha what that means, in the Magrash, she's not divorced. Now, let's say it's 50-50, it's close to him and to her. So, actually, karv loy, until it's going to be closer to her, definitively, her reason of Magrash is only in doubt if she's divorced. Now, but let's say even hayu karv loy, let's say it was even close to her, that she could bend down and she could take it. Still, her is a get puzzle. It's going to be rabbinically, that's the Ram always says the word puzzle means rabbinically, which means to say that if she gets married, we don't remove her from her next marriage. But the reason why we say rabbinically, it's invalid because people might confuse and say that what's far is close, but really it's far, and therefore it's not really a valid get. So rabbinically, it's invalid, even though it really is close to her. Until the get actually reaches her hand, and even initially she'd go ahead and get married to someone else. Now, Halacha Yud Ram clarifies this. Ketzer u'karv lo, what's considered close to him? So it's like this. Ha'yehu yachal l'shamer, if he could protect it, v'hi ein yachal l'shamer, she cannot protect it, zeh u'karv lo, it's considered close to him, even if it's not close to him technically, even if it's 100 amas away. Shnei mechayim l'shamer, let's say both of them could equally protect it. Oy, sh'shneim ein yachal l'shamer, or both of them cannot protect it? So, zehu mechz l'mechz, that's considered 50-50, and again, that's going to be something Megresh is doubtful if she's divorced or not. Halacha Tezvav. Now, let's say Bahu Tchila, let's say he comes first to the Rishas Ram or to the meeting place, which is not owned by either one that they had made up to come. He comes first, so Aman and he stands over there. Then she stands opposite him, like they're getting ready for this transfer of the get over here. They're finally meeting, they hadn't met, and who knows what. Uzrakullah, and he throws it to her. So, if the get, when he threw it to her and lands on the floor, it was within his Dalal Amas. In Magresh, she's not divorced. Even if she would bend down and she could take it, and you would think, okay, so that's considered in her Dalai Lamas. But since his Dalai Lamas acquires for him, and it's within his Dalai Lamas, so he already acquired it because he was here first. His Dalai Lamas, he has the first right. So it's like as if it never left from him. But let's say, she stood there first. And then he came later and he stood opposite her. Uzrak Lenin throws it to her. Ava Bishu Mertzel Mertzel. He had the Chiddush the other way. Even if it's 50-50, meaning both of them can protect it. with a hard dollar amas, and she came first. Harizik get puzzle, so it's only going to be rabbinically invalidated, like we said, because of the gezeira. We say rabbinically it's not okay, but rabbinically it's, but biblically it is okay because hardal amas is first. But again, it's going to be rabbinically a problem. Achegia get liado until the get actually reaches her hand. Now, halacha design, the Rambam talks about throwing a get to har, but it's still attached to him. Zarka get liado. Let's say he throws the get to her hand. Vayikasher b'mashicha, but it was tied with a thread. Uktsas b'mashicha b'yado, and some of the thread is in his hand. So it depends. It's like if he could pull it, would they pull back the get and bring it to him with the thread, then she's not divorced. Because the Torah says, kreisiv means to say that they're separated. And here, they're not separated because they're still attached with the thread. Until the thread is cut off. Now, let's say it's still connected with the thread, but he can't actually pull it out of her hand because let's say the get was heavy and the thread was very thin. If he'd pull it, the thread would become detached. Then the reason Magresha is then she's still divorced even if the thread is attached. Now, Halacha Yitzayin, the Rambam continues regarding, let's say, giving the get into her Eved. Halacha Yitzayin. Let's not get biyat avdo. Let's say he gives the get into the hand of her slave. Now, Bhuneir, and the slave is awake. But Vihima Shamarte, she's protecting, she's safeguarding her slave. So im hayukafis, if the slave was bound, he was tied up. Harizeget and zevald get. Ukiilhi hegila chatzera, and this is her slave is her property. It's like her chatzer, as if it reached her courtyard. She amedes betzid, where she's standing there on the side, which is mishtameres, like we said, that's going to work. But then in a kafis, but if the slave is not bound, then in a get, then it's not going to be a valid get. The reason for that is because we said that it has to be chatzah mishtameres, has to be protected like a person's hand is ladaita, like a person's hand is. But here it's shaloi ladaita. Because the slave protects himself and whatever's inside his hand. Moreover, since he's not bound, he's what's called a chatzam aleches. He's a movable courtyard, which does not acquire for the owner, because the Torah only includes her courtyard, her roof, her enclosed area, which don't move by itself, and not things that move. Now, however, the Torah and the Meiri, actually, they bring the Lashna Rambam, not like we have it over here. They bring that if he puts the get into the hand of her slave, and he's awake, and she's protecting him, then even if he was bound, it wouldn't be a get. According to that, meaning what it needs to be is not only bound, but it has to be sleeping. So that sleeping, that he's protected with her das, because he's not awake to protect himself, and also bound, so that he shouldn't be chatzam aleches. Now, but there is a difference between those two different problems. If he's awake, it's biblically a problem, even if he's bound, because since he's awake, he's mishtameres ledaito, not ledato. Now, if he's sleeping over it and he's not bound, then he's protected ledaita, but it's only rabbinically a problem because he's not moving. The only problem would be because of if he would be awake, then there'd be a problem. So therefore, that would be a difference between those two different amaldes. But according to that Kirsa, the Rambam requires both tied and sleeping. Now, Nasan biyad eved v'yashin, but let's say he puts in the hand of the slave and he's sleeping, and therefore, and v'hima shemata, as she's protecting him. So again, here, Ariza apostle is rabbinically invalid. Again, according to biblical law, it is okay because he's being protected with her das because he's sleeping, but they made a gezeirah d'rabbanan not to allow sleeping because of when he's awake, which then it would be a problem. Now, the reason why I make a gezeirah over there because sleeping and awake is very common. But they were not gezeirah when he's bound because of not being bound, because being bound is not common, and whatever it's called, davar she'eino matzei, the rabbanan were not gezeirah by. Now, but then hayukafas, but he was bound, then she's going to be divorced, which that works very well according to the gears of the Torah. Because according to our gears, so this is extra, because if we said that if he's bound and sleeping, it's a get, for sure, if he's bound and... if he's bound and awake, it's going to work. For sure, if he's bound and sleeping, where we're talking about here, we're sleeping, and then if he's bound, it's migrations, of course. So that works well with the Torah, who makes it sound like that, no, it has to be bound and sleeping too. Halach yitches. Kasav get in the son of Abdi. Let's say he writes a get and he puts it in the hand of his slave. Not her slave, his slave. Because of the but then he writes a document of gift to her on his slave. Oh, so Kimish is Zachsabed. Once she acquires, she merits the slave. Zachsabaget, in discussion, then she merits the get that is in his hand, because now it's her slave. And she's divorced because the slave now becomes like her courtyard. And what's called Gita Vechatzir Bon Mokeachad, her get with her courtyard is coming at the same time. It's like he's giving her not only the Eved, but also the get with it. But this is in Hoyakafis, only if the slave was bound. Because if he's not bound, then you have the problem of that he's chatzam aleches. Now, however, according to the gears of the Torah and the Meiri, you have to be only not only bound, but also sleeping. Because if it's awake, that gears holds that it's not going to work. Now, but the main covers have been there, but if he's not bound and he's awake, then kamsa eved, So she acquires the slave because that he's gifting her. But in the immigration, not divorce, until it actually reaches her hand again, because the eved is not going to work because it's a problem of chatzam aleches, and it's a problem because he's being mishtameris l'dayta, not l'dayta. Now, v'chim does not get the chatzir. So too, if he puts the get in his courtyard, same as the slave, as his slave in his courtyard, and he sells her the courtyard, in the son-in-law, he gives it to her, once she acquires the courtyard, either with a document, of a castle with money, of a chazaka worth taking possession of it, which the Rambam explains how that's actually done, then the skarsha, then again, she's going to be divorced because she acquires it, here you know the promises, the evid regarding being bound or awake, a chatzir is always not movable and it's always mishtameris ladaita, then once she acquires that, she automatically gets divorced with the get that's inside the chatzir.